Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sorry, folks, back here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo football victory Monday. We are talking about the Bills' big win against the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday, 39-34. Big comeback yesterday. Bills down early, down late, and yet still find a way to win. 803-0550. We'll get to a lot more here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show as we go forward. We still have to get to your extra point from the sidelines. Sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, in case you didn't hear me earlier, I'll say, hey, buddy's going to be interesting today because I got to tell you something I did over the weekend. I'm like, maybe I should have done that, but it turned out pretty darn good. And I loved it. So some of you are like, I can't believe you did that. We got a good hey, buddy about it, though. Okay. Let's make sure we tell you that today on the Extra Point Show, of course, brought to you, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Brought to you by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We'll get back to your phone calls here. We are on the YouTube stream. We are on the Twitch stream. So make sure you get over here and say hi to us. We got Chop Shop, AC Man, Bill back in there. A lot of you I said hi to earlier, but if you're not and you're back in, Mogo7583. We got Robert in as well. Robert Leader. What are you the leader of, Robert? Maybe you're leader of the chat box right there. I don't know about it. AC Man's got the dibs on that. Steve's doing a great job in there today. Thank you so much for all of you for coming in. Got the Victory Monday shirt on. Got the Victory Monday phone calls coming at 803-0550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We've gone this entire time without really talking too much about Christian Benford and how great he was yesterday. And there's so much to get to on every single game. But man, second week in a row that Benford scored a defensive touchdown. This time, an incredible athletic play. He was blitzing, recognized it, stopped, jumped, grabbed the ball, took it the other way to the house, 63 yards for a score. It gave the Bills the for the first lead of the game. And by the way, he was matched up on Ja'Marr Chase pretty much the whole game. You know what Chase finished with? No catches when Benford was matched up with him. You know what he finished with in the game? 5 catches for 44 yards. Bills did a great job on him. The Bills cornerback also had the team's only sack and a pass breakup. He might actually get to Defensive Player of the Week again this week. Could be back-to-back for Christian Benford, who was outstanding. We talked a lot about Josh Allen, the tight ends. Great job by them. Great job by Joe Brady getting them involved as well. And how about the Bills' run defense? Somebody brought up, a couple of you have, Shaq Thompson. But overall, this run defense has been a lot better lately, and it was very good yesterday. They never allowed the Bengals to become a two-dimensional offense, which is something the Bengals have been able to do, especially when Joe Burrow's been the quarterback. Limited them to just 62 yards on the ground, 3.3 yards per carry. Chase Brown, who had over 500 yards over his last 6 games, ran for just 23 yards and averaged 1.9 yards a run. Great job there. 803-0550 is the number to call. Mark has been waiting patiently for a while in Lockport. So, Mark, thank you very much for waiting. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Great. Hey, listen, I just want to comment a little bit. Great win yesterday. And watching Josh just, he's on another planet. I just, watching him thread the needle on that touchdown pass with three Bengals in the end zone, I am convinced this kid is unique.
Yeah, he takes chances that you don't normally see people take, but they're calculated sometimes. I have no idea. On that play, Mark, I put a screenshot. Go check out my Twitter feed if you can, folks, at Sal Sports. Look at the screenshot I posted. I circled the ball, and I pointed to Khalil Shakir. When he threw the ball, Khalil Shakir was not looking at the ball, and he had a defender between him and the ball. I have no idea how it became a touchdown. It was incredible.
Yes, it really was. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the playoffs, and I'm just thinking, brother, what are we going to do? We have a great offense. We have a suspect defense, and special teams are so-so. But, I'm looking at the complete package here, and I'm just really concerned because I don't want to see Houston in the playoffs.
Sure. Well, listen, I don't think anybody does, to be honest with you, Mark. I mean, their defense is terrific. It's a great defense. To me, it's a Super Bowl defense in Houston. They have that. Sports are about matchups, as you know, right? I mean, it'd be great to not have Kansas City, not have Cincinnati, not have Baltimore, but no matter who you play, they're in the playoffs for a reason, and I agree with you. Nobody really wants the Bills to go to Houston. And last night, big win by the Texans last night, by the way, over the Chiefs. We'll get to the scoreboard and everything that happened over the weekend a little bit later. We do have some open phone lines right now if you want to jump in. So I got plenty of time for you to call. 803-0550. Now's the time to do it on a Buffalo Football Monday, Victory Monday, here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's go to JD in Hamburg. Hi, JD.
Hey, Sal, love the show. And
thank you.
You do great work. I think people don't quite get how much work goes into being the sideline guy. So hats off to you. Here's what I want to say today. You know, I've been watching the Bills for almost 60 years, and I'm convinced that the timing, big plays, and the timing is more important than any statistics. And I think that yesterday the Bills had the timing right. I've seen the Bills go into the playoffs, beat other clubs, and still lose because the better opponent just happened to have the timing right. So we can talk about Bean and the coaches all day long, but I think what you saw yesterday was tremendous effort and smarts and dedication. And, you know, every team has flaws. Every single playoff team has flaws. And I believe the Bills can beat anybody in the AFC if they bring their brains and their effort. They could get lucky in the timing department, and we've rarely ever seen that in Bills history where they really do have the timing at the right time. So I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Yeah, thanks. You know what's interesting, JD? There was a really poignant clip I saw. I know Jeremy referenced this earlier in the week too, from Ryan Russillo. And Ryan Russillo said something, and I saw this video. I'm like, this is so true. He said, you know, everything is set up for the Bills this year more than it has been over the last few years. Like, this is the year. Maybe no Chiefs, maybe no Ravens, maybe no Bengals. Like, you could have all that. You have all these teams that they should be able to beat. The problem is they have their worst team, if you would, over the last 5 years. But it's right there for them. And I agree. Look, you get to the playoffs, the Bills have an opportunity with this quarterback to beat any team in the playoffs. And I think the defense is playing better. I know yesterday was tough, right? They give up these big 21 points early on, and you're concerned. No pass rush. I get it. Like, that's not going to be ideal against anybody. It's also playing against an elite offense, but no doubt they get in. I don't care what seed they are. In this field, if you don't have to go to Kansas City or Baltimore or hopefully not Houston, we'll see. I just think you go to New England or Denver, you can win those games. Doesn't mean you will. Nobody's guaranteed. So I agree with you. Anthony in North Carolina. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Sal. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're doing well today, buddy.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
So the Bills offense, they were firing all cylinders yesterday. And I loved everything about yesterday's game. It was extremely awesome. And then the only thing that I think that needs to happen is I think the defense just needs to continue getting better and better each week. At first, it was a little disappointing at first when the defense was struggling, but I just think that they just need to continue getting better and better each week and be ready for the playoffs. And then, you know, the Bills just need to continue capitalizing and winning every game here on out. And they just need to, capitalize on the fact that the Chiefs and the Bengals may not even, you know, be in the playoffs this season and go make a run for the Super Bowl.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. No problem. Yeah, for sure. They yesterday was a great game for the offense, great game for Josh Allen, and I don't think it was a game in the defense that it's kind of hold on for dear life until you make a couple plays. Punch back. Take some body blows and punch back until you make some plays. That's what they did yesterday, and they were able to finally, you know, get a couple of their own. And it wound up turning the game and swinging the game. Let's go to John, who's in Detroit. Hi, John.
Yeah. Hey, Sal. Good to be with you again. Making my trek home from Buffalo to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated your comments about those were not fluke plays that we made late in the game. Flukes are when before the ball was snapped on the 2-yard line and I yelled out, protect the ball. And we saw a fumble. We lost a touchdown. Later on, I just yelled out and I got my camera ready on my phone from the 40-yard line. I said, well, they're going to come down and score. I want to get the touchdown. And I said, time for to put the cape on, Josh. And he ran so fast, I didn't even get him getting all the way into the end zone. He outran my camera. And then I finally said, well, there's not a lot of time left.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We need a takeaway, and that's what Christian Benford intercepted and went for a pick six. So I'm suggesting that I need to be at the rest of the game, maybe in the away games. But I brought yesterday a helmet I bought in 1992 for my then 4-year-old son. It was the Red Bills helmet during the Super 90s. And instead of high-fiving fans around me, I had him high-five the Super Red helmet. And by the fourth quarter, everybody was coming down from 2 or 3 rows to high-five the helmet. So we had a blast with that.
Love it.
I was only going to bring it for the Jets game because we're going to wear the red helmet for the final game, but I'll be bringing it for Philadelphia.
Oh.
And yesterday was a blast. There's nothing to be negative today about this team.
No, you know, I mean, hey, you can pick apart your concern or, this didn't go that way, but, man, how great is it to beat a team like that, a team that's had your number, and you come in here and they're 9-4, right? I mean, come on. Like, it's a victory Monday, and I think there's much more to be happy about than be picking things apart, to be honest with you.
Exactly. We opened the schedule at the beginning of the year, and you circled right away. Ravens, Chiefs, Bengals, Eagles. Oh, my God. We got to beat those four teams. Guess what? We're three out of three already. And we lost to some teams we should not have lost to. We're still in it. So
you got it.
Thank God. And let's just have fun with it, guys. Don't be negative on this team.
It's all right. Thanks, John. I get it. Like, hey, no one's telling anybody how to be a fan. I've said this before. I don't – what annoys me, I guess, just personally is – and again, I'm just generally an optimistic kind of guy anyway, whatever. I'm generally positive. But what annoys me is even independent of that, knowing that, is how the default setting for so many people is just find everything you're mad about. No matter what happens in the game, just find something you're mad about. Like, you had a guy call up Jeremy and Joe earlier. Like, all he was doing was trying to find what he was mad about with Sean McDermott yesterday. So clearly that's just his default setting. I need to be mad at McDermott about something. So I'll tell you what that is, even though all these other things I just told you aren't actually true. Right? That was just what happened. But today, to me, so I like to live in this space where, and I say this, it's all good. I think your job listening is totally to be a reactionary, emotional fan. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. My job is to not do that. My job is to keep it in a certain space where, hey, here's what's good. Here's what's bad. Here's why something happened, why it didn't. And then you can make your judge for if that makes sense to be upset about or happy about, right? Cam Lewis, a great example today. I'll be the first to tell you, it was a bad game for him. But let's examine why. Because the other team had a great plan to put him in a bind to be a small guy defending big players. That's good on them. Not good on Cam Lewis, but that's a tough matchup. And I don't know what other options you had. Jamarcus Ingram isn't on this team anymore. You can't go bigger size there. Maybe they could have had Jordan Hancock come in. You could have done that, but now you're asking him to do some things that he's not used to doing, right? Though it's a tough spot. That's what I mean by it's not as easy as just saying, oh my God, this good, this good, this bad, right? There's reasons for good. There's reasons for bad. There's a lot of nuance involved. Pat in Lakeview. Hi, Pat. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Besides needing a wide receiver, you know, just on another note, getting closer to the new stadium, you know, it's got that futuristic look for it. I got a new nickname for it. With Josh being an alien, I think it should be called Area 17.
I love it. I love it. All right, we'll give you credit for that, Pat. Thanks. Area 17. If that sticks, we're going to go with Pat in Lakeview, who came up with it. Mike in Allegheny. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Sal. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
You're doing a great job up there. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I don't have any complaints about the game yesterday, believe it or not. But my only question was, and I thought of this during the game, with the snow cover that was on the field yesterday, if we had played that game, if it was next year and we were playing in the new Highmark, how much of a difference would the heated turf have made in the amount of, first of all, in the amount of snow that was actually on the field? And second of all, in the traction or whatever.
Well, I'm going to be super honest with you when I say this, Mike, and I appreciate the question. It's way over my head to tell you how much difference it would have made. I don't know. But I could tell you that the new field will be heated underneath. So it will make a difference as far as melting snow that hits, right? I just can't tell you what the difference would be, like literally aesthetically what it would look like. If you want a reference point, Green Bay, their field is heated. Did you watch yesterday's game?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if it snowed in Green Bay or not. It was pretty cold, but you didn't see much snow on the field. But, like, you'll see it hit sometimes, but that can melt there. So I don't know what the difference necessarily would be. I would tell you this, though, from my experience being on grass fields and turf fields, it does matter when this turf field gets a little slicker. It's different than a grass field, and it is more slick. So I would imagine that wouldn't be as much as the case. Even though Mike could chewed up more as grass, I think you'd have a bit of a better, you know, opportunity to have footing. You know what I mean?
Yes. The reason I ask is because, and they made the point on the TV broadcast yesterday, advantage on those conditions immediately goes to the offense because they know where they're going. The defense doesn't.
That's correct, and I agree with that. And sometimes though, the offense has to kind of take a little slow play a little bit with their feet. But I think that's why LeSean McCoy was always really good in the snow. Lower body, lower center of gravity, great balance, and he knew where he was going. He could set it up, and you didn't, so you had to kind of stop and wait, and it was just really tough. So, interesting game yesterday to watch aesthetically, for sure. Phil in Williamsville. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to touch on the field goal situation with Prater. I think he's doing a really nice job and everything, but remember way back when, and Scott Norwood and all that, any predictions on how that's going to impact things?
No, what do you mean? What prediction on what? I'm sorry, say it one more time.
I'm just wondering if you guys said a little while ago every team has its weaknesses, and I wonder if with Prater, he's had a fairly good year, a few exceptions. Yeah. You think this is going to...
Well, I mean,
he's got to be the guy, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. Well, Bass isn't coming back. We know that. He had surgery, so he's not coming back this year. So, I mean, Matt Prater, I gave him an arrow up yesterday. He was 5 for 5. He had 4 extra points and a field goal. So, yeah, good job on him. If it comes down to a clutch kick and Matt Prater, I'm okay right now. I'm confident in Matt Prater right now. Does he have the strongest leg? I actually watched him in warmups yesterday kick a like 50-something yarder, and then McLaughlin. McLaughlin's kick was definitely stronger. But Prater made it. He got it there. If it comes down to a clutch kick at the end of a game, I have confidence in Matt Prater. I know he hasn't been perfect, but I think he's been good this year and consistent. And he's a veteran. He's seen every bit of weather. Let's go to Doug, who's up next. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Sal. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Excellent. Listen, I'm calling in as a Bills fan from 1960. And I got to say one thing that's really kind of bothering me. It's the fans. I just don't understand how they can't be happy with what we have. We have probably the most amazing quarterback that's ever been on a field in the NFL that can do it all. And we have a team that, since Sean McDermott showed up, has gotten to the playoffs just about every year. But still, they find reasons to complain. Now, I understand there are things that aren't perfect, and there never will be. That's life. But, you know, it's people like you that I listen to always, because you're positive. You think of the good points, and then at the same time, if there's something that isn't good, you'll point it out, but you won't, you know, be down on the organization, down on the team.
Well, I'm going to go back to, and I appreciate the sentiment, Tom. Doug, I'm sorry. My role here is to not be overly emotional and overly reactionary. And that might work for some sports radio hosts. That's not me. I try to put you in a space where I'm going to give you what's happening and you can decide whether that's good or bad. I'm not going to sit here and defend everything they do, or, you know, also tell everybody to be fired or everybody's in the Hall of Fame. That's not my job. And I appreciate what you're saying. No. I will offer this as an explanation, though, Doug, okay? To the defense of the people you're talking about. I think people are generally happy having this organization as good as they are and Josh Allen. But I think people are scared. They're scared that they see this great quarterback, this once-in-a-lifetime generational talent, and they've had opportunities to get to the Super Bowl, and it hasn't happened. And you've been a fan for a long time. And you've seen some lean years, and you've seen some great years. And you're still waiting for one, just like I am. And I think people just get frustrated, and I think there's a lot of scar tissue that comes out with people. And then, of course, Doug, we just kind of live in that society where the default setting for a lot of people is just be mad about things. You know what I mean? That's just kind of what people do. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
Yeah, it's a very sad thing, but there's a reason, and I want to pat you on the back. There's a reason you won the award you won last year. and no, seriously. So, you know, feel good about that.
Well, thank you.
You're excellent at what you do.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. I'm going to get to another caller. I want to move on and thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's the Buffalo Sports Broadcaster of the Year, and I got that award about a month ago for, you know, this past year, and it does mean a lot to me. I appreciate that. And it's not because, as Doug says, like, go on the radio and be positive or whatever. It's, again, for me, being authentic, I think, to you. You can say whatever you want about me. Call me a homer, a defender, whatever, whatever, whatever. I don't know. I've heard it all before. I don't care. What annoys me is when people just are unintelligent about understanding what I'm trying to bring to the table to you, which is a thorough, thoughtful, intelligent analysis, which doesn't have to go overboard either way. I think that's what you deserve. You could turn on any single talking head. We got ESPN. I got Stephen A. Smith on my TV right now inside the room where Joe Cali is. You could turn on First Take and all that. And I watch some of those shows. You know, and these people, their job is to oftentimes just give you the hottest take and opinion. That's not my approach. My approach is to give you, I think, the analysis that you deserve to make informed decisions on your own, not take mine. Let's go to Tom in Wheatfield. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, happy Victory Monday. I echo the last guy, but what I want to ask you, I'm 62. I got you by a decade. But you remember the Denver game when Biscuit took the against Denver in 1990, where he took the block field goal back We scored like 21 points in a couple
of
minutes.
Yeah, that's right. That was I do remember that. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Sal Mariana wrote about that in Rochester DNC this morning, and I said to my brother yesterday, I said, that's what this reminds me of.
Yeah.
It was so helter-skelter and so boom, 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 it all happened at once. And that game really brought back memories, and kudos to our last year, I guess, right? And another thing I want to mention was Jeremy mentioned this morning that he was at the game yesterday, but he looked at the other our new stadium and said that the grass was totally green the whole game.
That's amazing.
Meaning that he was mentioning that the heater was on.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. I'll have to talk to Jeremy about that. I didn't know that. So that's a reference to the caller a little bit earlier. So I appreciate that, Tom. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. And obviously, yeah, a snow game inside the new stadium might look a lot different than a snow game inside this stadium. But this snow game looked like a Bills win, 39-34. We'll take a timeout, sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, a look around the NFL. Maybe a phone call or two as well on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and a Buffalo Football Victory Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.